From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. While the Environmental Protection Agency released its proposals on how much biofuels will go into the national fuel supply next year, and it was a mixed bag. Politico's Morning Agriculture Report says there were some pleasant surprises and some disappointments. Ethanol producers wanted the continuation of an Obama-era requirement of 15 billion gallons of ethanol in the nation's fuel supply, and that's precisely what they got. Advanced biofuels didn't fare as well. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt cut the requirement for advanced biofuels by 40 million gallons, reducing the total amount of biofuel required under the program. Pruitt also cut the cellulosic ethanol mandate by almost a quarter. But the EPA chief didn't stop there, starting down a path to possible significant changes to the guidelines. He's starting an analysis for a possible reset of the volumes allowed under the law. Now he's looking for comments on imported ethanol and for a possible reset of the volumes, as we mentioned, under the law, and biodiesel. Now, Pruitt is also opening the door to examine the market with 0% ethanol. Meantime, the EPA will accept comments on its current proposals until November 30th, analyze them, and come up with a final rule. Now, some advanced biofuels were cut when the EPA released its proposed renewable fuels volumes for 2018. The American Soybean Association wasn't pleased with a lack of growth proposed by the EPA in biomass-based diesel volumes, as well as reduction in advanced biofuels. ASA President and Illinois farmer Ron Moore called it disappointing and a missed opportunity for the administration to demonstrate support for biodiesel and soybean farmers. ASA believes the volumes for biomass-based diesel category in the overarching advanced biofuels category should be higher to capitalize on the opportunity to boost domestic biodiesel production. That according to Moore. Now, the National Farmers Union was pleased that the conventional biofuels obligation remained consistent, but said the overall proposal falls short of preserving the integrity of the RFS. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the RVO with Wesley Spurlock, president of the National Corn Growers Association.